Yo! Saddle up!
Alrighty, saddle up. It's time to ride. Good day to you. It's a Sunday, and I'm actually recording this the night before. It's actually Saturday evening, but this is something that you might encounter on Sunday morning, maybe by the time you're getting ready to go to church, and I wanted to be an encouragement for you. I'm so glad that you're getting out there and being a part of the body of Christ. And if you're not doing that, if there are all kinds of things getting in your way this morning, makes you feel like you can't go, maybe things have happened between you and your spouse, and you're just not you just don't feel like going. You might feel like you're a hypocrite for going. Guess what? You're not a hypocrite. If you're going, you're just confessing, I need Jesus, and I need the body of Christ, and I hope that you get out there and become a part of that. Don't let anything get in the way of you assembling yourselves together this morning, wherever God's called you to be. I'll be down in Fort Wayne at Harvest Fellowship at 11 o'clock and spending some time there and enjoying that time of worship and touching base with my pastor and the people down in that area and the leadership and just wonderful people, and I hope you're doing the same thing. And today, be thinking about what God wants you to do. Be, I guess, not really thinking about it, but just be open to hearing Him, because He's calling you to ministry. He's already called you to ministry. If you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ with the Spirit in you and the mind of Christ, He's called you to be an ambassador for Him. It's not just up to the professionals, breaking news. It's just not up to your pastor or your elder or your worship leader or your Sunday school teacher or, whatever it might be. It's up to every one of us. Yes, there are people who are put into leadership roles, and thank God for them. I'm glad to be a part of that myself, but we're here to be servants. We're here to serve you, and literally, you are as well, to serve one another. That's what we've been called to do. I encourage you to do that today. So we're going to get into the Word just a little bit. We're going to look at Philippians, and hopefully that's an encouragement to you. I love the Apostle Paul and the things that he writes. I can identify in some ways with Paul because I spent about two decades in the Hebrew Roots movement, the Messianic Judaism kind of expression, and I was about just not being a very nice person to be around, quarreling about the law, and God really woke me up finally. He had been all along, but He allowed me to go through that to be in the place where I can really bring some revelation that I believe He's given me about these things, and that's one of the things I'm doing in the Love is Calling podcast. But Paul is very much like that. All of Paul's letters are born out of being formerly in that cultish legalism of man's religion. And that even caused him to hunt down the church and even be complicit in murder and throwing people in prison before he came to Jesus Christ. So I can identify a little bit with him and, the wonderful way that he was received and restored into relationships and brought into the body. I can say that that's happened with me. So let's get into the Word real quick so that we have time to do that in our short 10 minutes that we have with you in this podcast and saddle up in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. Let's get into that. He says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. It's a process. There's a beginning and an end. He says in verse 6, for being confident of this very thing, that He, the Spirit, who is God, who has begun a good work in you, in me, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's going to finish what He started, brothers and sisters. We have been born again. He's keeping us. He's working in our hearts. He's changing our minds. He's transforming us into the very image of Jesus Christ until that day we go home to be with Him. Man, what an exciting life. That's why I say saddle up, man. We're on the adventure of a lifetime. Let's saddle up and ride the wide open spaces with Jesus. Verse 7, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers with me of grace. We have grace. We are partaking of the grace of God by faith, through faith. Hallelujah. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. Affection, that's a big deal, man. Do you love your brother? Do you love your sister? Hey, as a husband, do you love your wife as a sister? As a wife, do you love your husband as a brother? That kindly affection that we have for one another, that's what God wants us to do. Not just saying, hi, how are you doing on a Sunday morning, and just all the niceties and just moving on. No, the real affection, real care. You know, man, that's why I like hugging. Do you hug people? Now, be wise about that. But, you know, hugging people, they're real affection. That's from Christ, man. Hallelujah. Verse 9, and this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. You see, that knowledge of Jesus Christ, he is revealing more and more about himself and that intimate relationship with him, and then giving us discernment to be able to see things through the eyes of faith, that he would show us and lead us and guide us into what's going on. And then verse 10, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. To be able to discern and know what's excellent, and to be sincere and not have an offense towards anyone until that day we go home. Verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Everything we do is to the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. He bought us and paid for us in the blood of his son, a great price. We belong to him. We don't belong to ourselves, but we are a prized possession of his. We are the apple of his eye, and he cares for us, and he loves us, and he's got everything good for us if we will just allow him to have his way. Amen. Verse 12, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. I can say amen to that. My last day in the ministry is coming up here on Tuesday the 30th, and it's given me more time to be able to pursue what God has called me to do. Among that being this podcast, among that being the Bible study that I'm doing on Monday nights in Kendallville at the library, including the church plant that I'm looking for a place to plant a church and pastor a church in the greater Kendallville area, the music ministry. I have a new record getting ready to drop all about the gospel of Jesus Christ and faith, and he's given me that opportunity. All these things have happened to me for the furtherance of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Verse 13, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ, and most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident in my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my chains, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through the prayers and supply of the Spirit in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. According to my earnest expectation, I expect the good things to come. His promises will happen, and the hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Wow, do we have a great life in Christ. What an adventure. That's why I say again, saddle up, man. Get that saddle cinched down tight. Get in the saddle. It's kind of like those cowboys getting out to ride on the range. They got a purpose. You know, they're out there gathering in all the cattle to bring them in for that great collection, that great cattle drive, that herd to take to Christ Jesus. Yeah, it's like Jesus said, we're fishers of men. We got something awesome to be excited about, brothers and sisters. Stay with me for more Saddle Up. God bless you.